Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, 28 and 29. The high priest and all his associates arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," the high priest said. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men." "Go and tell," the angel told the apostles. That's the Easter imperative, the Easter command. Jesus is alive. He is risen from the dead. He has conquered death. Go and tell. There is a part of us called the sinful nature that says, "Don't go and tell." Some people warn us that we should never talk about politics and religion. Sometimes, as in the Bible reading for today, even the authorities of the world forbid us to speak about the risen Christ. But through his angel messengers, God told the apostles, "Go and tell." So why would we go and tell? We do it out of love for the Lord, who told us to do so. But there is also another reason. We live in a world where people are dying spiritually and eternally, and we have the only real antidote for death. Through faith in the risen Jesus, we can and will live eternally. In the risen Jesus, we have the prescription to living joyfully forever. Love for others will move us to go and tell them. Yes, there will be some who will reject that truth, deny that possibility, and suggest that the notion of joyous everlasting life through Jesus and Him alone is nothing but foolishness. But God will bring others to faith, and they will thank you for sharing that life-saving message of the crucified and risen Christ. Then experience the wonder and joy of sharing that message with others. Yes, go and tell. Dear Lord, you have saved me for a life of joy in heaven with you. Moved by your wondrous love, help me to go and tell others about it too. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.